what is it? What do you learn specifically from a guy like Vince Wilfork, who it looks like you're subbing in and out for?
I learned everything. Just far as being a student of the game and understanding the offense, it's never too much information. That's something that he knows. He knows the offensive formation. He knows the sets. And he just knows the game, and I'm just trying to learn that.
And my last question is, what do you think of the competition, I guess, on the defensive line? There's a lot of you guys, 16 defensive linemen. But where do you think you stand with them?
I don't know. I leave that to the coaches. I just come out here and try to do my job and try to do it the way that I'm supposed to be done.
You feel happy with the way that you've been able to do that over the last week, though?
This camp, you got to continue to get better, and knowing that, we're so far behind right now. We're just trying to catch up and, like I said, learn from guys like Vince and learn from TK and those guys.
Why do you think
music
out there today? Did it feel
kind of
like a stadium atmosphere?
Yes, it did. It really did. We used to do that last year out here, so it always gets your pressure up going out there.
You mentioned something that you feel behind. This is your second year. How do you feel behind?
You always feel behind, knowing that you always can get better. Knowing that, you don't know all the stuff that you need to know. You always want to be on top of that. Once you get to the point that you always want to get better and want to come out here knowing that you don't know it all, you just going to come out here with the right attitude, with a positive attitude, knowing that you want to get better.
Not a lot of depth at the defensive tackle spot right now. Can you just talk a little bit about the opportunity that you have to kind of run with us, the first team?
Like I said, I gotta get better and focus on me. Every day we go in there and evaluate the film. The coach point out everything that each guy need to learn, and each guy need to improve on, and I try to attack that.
What do you think the one thing you have to improve on the most is?
Just understanding the offense.
How much time do you spend with Vince just picking his brain?
I'm all the time. I'm probably with Vince 4 days out the week. Either that's here or at his house.
You spent time at his house with him?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the conversation, I guess, like go at his house? Do you guys go over film or what?
It's always talk about football when me and him are around. It's always about football. I'm always picking his brain.
I've heard a lot of people say they kind of get away from him when they're off the field, so it seems maybe like it's a little different. Love the game?
If you love the game, you can never get tired of it, and there's never too much information.
Probably been asked this already, but just judging the first week of camp for you?
Right now, like I said, continue to get better, continue to improve, and continue to do the things that the coaches asked me to do.
Do you feel you've improved so far to this point?
Yes.
In what ways?
Just understanding, going from a base defense, going from different types of defenses, knowing what you got to do, knowing when you got to click it on, knowing when you got to play it slow, when you got to play it fast.
I've heard you speak about your mom. How much does her example mean to you and kind of set your path in life?
It means a lot. Just understanding that, just because I was raised a certain way, and she didn't have the things that, I didn't have the things that other kids have, I couldn't make an excuse out of that. I know that I couldn't let her income affect my outcome on life. I know that, I wasn't going to make any excuses. I was going to go to school, I was going to get good grades, and I was going to earn my degree. And it's always been the most important thing to me.
Was she a single mom?
Mm-hmm.
How many siblings did you have?
I'm five.
Five siblings?
Yes.
She raised you all by herself?
Yes.
Where do you fit in the scale of youngest, oldest?
Youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yes.
What's your degree in?
Criminology. Criminology. Pearline Simmons.
Pearline Simmons. What did you go through that for a major?
It's a lot of crime. Well, I was raised in one of the deadliest projects in Miami, in the inner city. It's called Poker Bean Projects. So just going to that and knowing that, our town and our community need help. Whenever I can get a chance, I want to go back and help out.